Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Wake up, Kansas City! Reporting live from the Brown and Crouppen Studios. Brian B. Shining.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle. 5:59 on your time. It's a high of 84. Currently 61. Clear skies at Village West.
Heidi!
What's up, man? How you feeling on this Labor Day weekend?
Man, feeling like it's White Linen Weekend on deck.
For sure.
We got tickets for you, KC, to the 20th Hot 103 Jams White Linen Party going down Sunday. You know we talking White Linen all day today, baby.
Yeah, of course, it's a jam-packed weekend, so we got your full itinerary, Hustle and Shine in the streets that's going down. Then you can't forget, today is the big day, the Hustle Hard Shine Bright Spotlight.
Ooh,
we got to select somebody at 7:52.
Yeah, I can't wait for that. Plus, your motivation on deck in about 10 minutes, man. We getting your weekend started right. Hustle and Shine in the Morning on Kansas City's number one for hip-hop, R&B, and throwbacks.
Hot 103 Jams.
Motivation. Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivation. Sucker can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
This is a new day, and you can use it to bring new richness to life. Today mixes positive value from the past with original possibilities in the present, and you can perform a similar combination. It serves no purpose to wish all the bad things had not happened or that all the good things were still here. Instead, take the opportunity to create more goodness in fresh, innovative ways. Carry forward all your good memories and positive values from the past. Honor and appreciate the best of what has been making new richness from what you have today. Honor and appreciate the best of what has been by making new richness from what you have today. You've experienced some sadness and disappointment, and there will be more. Yet all sorts of new and meaningful joys await your choice to let them come to life. Here is where you are. This is the time you have. And in it, you'll find everything you need to make a difference. Seize the opportunity to live with more richness than ever. Treasure the best that you've been and use this day to make it better. Put a confident, authentic smile on your face, a song of thankfulness in your heart, and live the greatness that is today. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
624, high of 84. Currently, it is 62 fair skies in Parkwood. Well, back in around July or so, Deion Sanders shared he had surgery and overcame cancer, but many, including me, were curious why Karrueche Tran was by his side. Now, even though she didn't say who, she did give a little info.
I saw that you took a liking into football recently.
Yeah.
She's dating?
Yeah, she's
like that. Is she having fun?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, look at that smile.
If I wasn't having fun, I wouldn't be in it. I'm at a point in my life, like, I know what I want. I've dated a lot. I've done a lot. I did this. I did that. Young, old, da-da-da-da-da-da. And so if I wasn't happy and content and feeling good in my situation, I'm not wasting my time.
And she's a grown woman. I know a lot of people were wondering the age gap, which it is large. He's 58, she's 37, but 37, you're grown. You're beyond grown. So hope they have a good time with that.
She wants to be a prime candidate.
Okay. See you cooking.
And that's fine. She's fine.
Switching gears, T.I.'s son, King Harris, shares his goals in life, and online critics are a little bit at his neck.
So my goal is to be bigger than Michael Jackson. And that's the goal.
You and Michael?
Nah.
I got something.
Yeah, that's my boy. That's my boy. That's been my boy since I was a toddler.
Period.
So that goal is just to keep me pushing.
Uh-huh. The one thing I do like about that, though, is you and I talk a lot about generations having different music that they grow up on. And I know you love Michael Jackson. So it's good to hear
my goat
that Michael is still influenced the younger generations because he's way younger than me. So that's beautiful. I love that.
I love it, too. But, you know, sometimes in order for you to express your love and express, you know what I'm saying, your care for somebody, you got to lead them the right way. And Kane, I'm here to tell you, fam. And it ain't finna happen for you.
You ain't bad. You ain't nothing. You ain't nothing.
That's right.
Just killing a man's dream.
Happy birthday to my goat, by the way, Michael. Today would have been, what, 60? So I don't know. I ain't doing the math right now. But today's Michael Jackson's birthday, man.
Wow.
Such an inspiration, man.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that later in the show.
Yo, what up? This your boy, Little Ronnie. I wake up with Hustle and Shine on the Hot 103 Jams, baby. Let's go.
Last night, community authorities held a candlelight vigil for fallen KCKPD officer Hunter Simoncic. As that candlelight vigil was last night, it was held in front of KCK downtown. And there was, you know, a number of KCK police officers. Mm-hmm. And just... Man, two deaths in the police force in 1 month.
Yeah.
It's shocking, D.
Very shocking. And we want to continue to send our love and prayers over to KCK and, of course, the entire KCKPD.
Yeah, and this was, you know, kind of a, not an odd situation, but when you're just doing your job, you're deploying stop sticks to disable a pickup truck that was fleeing other officers. It's like... I'm not sure if you expected it. I know mm-hmm. we talked to the officers yesterday and, you know, they shared their feelings on it as well. But, man, like you said, D, we're still holding our hands together in prayer for the family, friends, and associates of Officer Simoncic.
Yo, what's up? It's your boy Mark Smart Barber from the 816. I'm locked in with Hustle and Shine in the morning on Hot 103 Jams. Let's go.
Big love to the cousins that are hitting that Hustle and Shine text line. One of our cousins said, good morning to Hustle and Shine. We appreciate you.
Good morning.
Also, shout out to their driver, Gomez in Kansas City, and cousins Philip, Chad, and Nye. Big love to Dwayne Roth, Carmen Nard, Eric Richard, Darius Spencer, Brandy Hunter, and shout out to our cousin Carmen Nard. Hope you all are having a great start to your Labor Day weekend. Hopefully you ain't clocking in today.
Hopefully you got some batteries.
That too.
I don't see the Missouri GOP digging deep and finding the courage to say no to Trump. I think that they are going to do exactly what he tells them to do.
Our goal, if we move forward, and there's no decision to move forward, Dave, is to make sure Missouri's values are reflected in Washington, D.C.
Democratic leaders from the Missouri House of Representatives expect Governor Mike Keyhole to call them back to Jefferson City next week, formally asking them to change the state's congressional district boundaries. Now, redistricting has been a national debate this summer, with attention focused in on Texas and California. And the talks about redistricting in Missouri began at the beginning of last month. And if you notice, what was that, last week or 2 weeks ago, Trump made a post saying that Missouri is in. And perhaps this could be a view into what in.
What that really means.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Who knows? I mean, he says so much stuff. How can you even keep up at this point?
Yeah, well, this looks like to be a clear attack on Emmanuel Cleaver. You know, they're trying to divide his district up and trying to get some more seats. So,
yikes.
In this day and age, they seem to be doing whatever the hell they want to do.
It's a free-for-all for sure.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
7:21 on your time. It's a high of 84. Currently 62 at Swope Park. During a recent interview, rapper Kid Cudi got very transparent about his challenges with drugs and encouraged younger adults and kids to just stay away from it.
This is the first time anybody's asked me what type of guidance I would give about drugs. There's no happy ending to that story. It'll just pull you down to the darkness, to hell. Literally, you will be at the basement of hell. And that's where I was for years.
You listening, D?
What are you telling me?
Just making sure you're paying attention, man. I don't want nothing to happen to you.
Duh. I don't do nothing but water.
But what?
Water.
Is that some type of street drug or something?
Mm-mm.
You all right?
Mm-mm.
Is that water?
Water.
Water. Okay, mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
no. I just want to make sure you're good. Okay.
You know, I never been a fan. Even when I was in college, like, I know a lot of my friends and people back then was maybe just trying stuff or doing things. And that wasn't never my steez. I don't like anything being in my system. So I just, and not being in control of that, I don't, that's just not for me. And I know a lot of people out there that feel like they're in an environment where they might be young and turned and everybody around them is doing stuff. But I'm telling you, there's a handful of us that ain't doing nothing at all. So stick to your guns.
It really is. Do what you're comfortable with, but don't. I'm saying that in the fact of don't let nobody peer pressure you into doing some things, because it was a lot of situations, D, where things were accessible. I'm like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah, I'm cool.
I'm you. So yeah, stand on your morals and your own too. Don't let nobody force you to do something you don't want to do.
Yeah, and this epidemic of fentanyl and all this other stuff too. You really should be careful what you doing and intaking anyways. Switching gears, K. Michelle talks about marriage and shares how everybody's journey can look completely different.
Yeah, it took my husband a long time to marry me. You know, people might want to crack on me and joke about that or whatever, but it took my husband a decade. You know, I wasn't perfect. I wasn't marriage material. I think I've always been a lot for him, but I think I'll be a lot for a lot of men. To be in a relationship, we broke up, and I got married a week later to somebody else.
You gotta know your person, and that's a big thing. People don't be marriage material, be wondering why ain't nobody got on one bended knee. Are you together? That's a big part.
Are you? Not you as a couple, but are you as a person?
Yeah, as an individual. Like, if you're not on track, why would somebody want to marry you, or why should you marry somebody if you're not right? Somebody asked Ice-T on social media the other day how he's been able to stay married for so long. And he was like, that's because I know how to be married to my wife. I don't know about your wife. But know your person and know who you're dealing with.
My divorce. How about that?
Yo, this would be the one them called Tech 9. And when I'm at home, I'm up hustling and shining in the morning, baby, on Hot 103 Jams.
Yesterday was an end of an era, start of a new one. We've always complained about temp tags. Don't nobody, the temp tags and then having to go to the DMV and all of that, nobody likes to do that. Well, nope. Anyone buying a car from a dealer will no longer have 30 days to go and pay their sales tax. Instead, they'll be required to pay for the car and sales tax at the same time.
Damn.
No different than buying an item at the store. So this doesn't apply, though, for private dealers. Buying a car from Craigslist, a friend, or any other private party still
Damn.
Require a trip to the Missouri license office. Oh. And so while that might seem like a slight win, this might be a loss in there, too.
Look at that sticker price.
Of things that changed. Yeah, don't look at that. But of things that changed yesterday was the no-paid sick leave. 8 months after voters approved it, Missouri Governor Mike Keogh signed the repeal of the law that had guaranteed that paid sick leave to workers and inflationary adjustments to the minimum wage. So
just doing what he want to do. Boy.
One win, a loss.
We didn't vote for that.
Right.
I don't We went through a whole process. Mm-hmm. The whole state did. We did not vote for what you trying to do.
Buddy.
But in this day and age, like we said, an hour ago, they doing whatever the hell they want to do. But I tell you what, when this pendulum, when it swings back the other way,
it's going to swing back.
It's going to be some repercussions and some furniture moving. I'll just leave it at that.
Come on, man.
You ain't wrong. You might tell a joke, but you ain't gonna tell a lie.
Hey, yo, what up? It's when your boy Jay White did it. And guess what, man? I wake up to Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
And it's that time, D, that we announce our Hustle Hard, Shine Bright Spotlight winner.
Yes, you know, we've been teaming up with the T with T-Mobile to celebrate and recognize those real MVPs in our community. That means individuals who embody the true spirit of community outreach and positive change in the town. And today we are excited to announce that winner is... Shout out to Corey Smith.
Hey.
Real quick for our cousins that might not be in the know of what Corey Smith does, but Tamika nominated Corey and said that Corey is a visionary, a change maker, community builder, and founder of Black and Brown, which is a Black woman-owned independent bookstore located in the heart of Kansas City. Mm. Corey's dedicated, and her dedication to social impact extends far beyond the shelves. She's been deeply rooted in service and advocacy through her author talks, youth programming, curated book collections, and collaborative partnerships. And Corey has created a movement centered around literacy, justice, and belonging.
Yo, shout out to Corey, man. You got that $250 gift card.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to our friends at T-Mobile, where they love their customers. And we love you too, Casey. And we're happy to announce that the Hustle Hard Shine Bright Community Spotlight will be extended.
Yeah, we're going to keep that thing going. So you still got chances to go to KPRS.com right now and nominate your unsung heroes. Who's putting a smile on your face or other people's face that you want to recognize?
That's putting on for the town. That's what I love, man. Shout out to T-Mobile, where they love their customers. And of course, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop, R&B, and throwbacks.
Hot 103 Jams.
Hi, I'm Mayor Quint Lucas. Tune in to All Things KC every Monday morning. I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams.
Let's get in the booth.
Let's do it.
Come on.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ooh, it's Labor Day weekend. White Linen Party. I'm feeling good, feeling great. And I think we got paid too, B.
You know it. Hey.
Get up and get out, it's Friday. Uh-huh. Check or deposit, you just got uh-huh. paid. That's some shine in the morning always.
Uh-huh.
Get outside, cousin, we better see you today.
Come on, we got a jam-packed weekend this weekend, D.
You already know, where you gonna be at? Friday Night Lights.
Hold on, starting tonight. Oh, you hear it? Hold on.
What's going on?
Them Lee Summer Broncos, is that them? Oh, it's the senior year for my nephew, the best defensive lineman and offensive lineman in Missouri, Marcel the Undertaker Reed. He's back with them Lee Summer Broncos. They fell one game short of state last year, dude.
Woo.
But they back with a vengeance this year. Playing Ray Peck tonight. And you already know, number 71, Marcel the Undertaker Reed is gonna put somebody in the dirt.
I've been waiting on that all
year. I've been missing saying that, man. Man, nephew been putting in work all season long. Let's get back to it, D.
All right, and so that's going to be going on. And after that, you know I'm calling all the adults to meet me at In Good Company, 1518 McGee Street, 9 p.m. Make sure you try to hustle. I'll be spinning. The vibes are going to be great. It's just going to be cool. We kicking off Labor Day weekend, so if you want a nice chill drink and some good vibes, that is the perfect place for you to be.
Yo, Southeast, all-class reunion. That's happening all weekend long. Y'all going to wild out nights. I see you. And then KCPD's employment forum, that's happening tomorrow at the Combine at noon. And I'll be doing the nuptials for Titus and Kendra. Oh, it's wedding season,
we
baby.
We love that.
Yeah, it's going to be a beautiful ceremony coming up Saturday, D.
Love that marriage propaganda right there. I like that.
Stop. Don't do that.
And then hopefully you got your wife figured out because, cousin, you're going to be meeting us at KC Live in Power and Life for the White Linen Party, the 20th White Linen Party. It's going to be amazing. Doors open at 5 p.m., so make sure that you are not late. You got all your ducks in a row. You got your Sneaky Link and your roster. Whoever you got there,
Sneaky Link.
Make sure you know who you taking, because you might see somebody that you passed on taking that's there with somebody else.
Yikes.
Don't be mad.
We'll be there Sunday. Power and Light. Get your tickets at AXS.com, y'all.
We got the Morning Gossip up next. Talk about Cardi B.
Uh-oh.
And her on the stand.
Marriage propaganda at his mess right there. No,
we ain't talking marriage this time. She on the stand.
White Linen Party, y'all. Let's go.
TMG, the Morning Gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
825, high of 84, currently 65 in Wyandotte County. Cardi B is on trial for being accused of assaulting a security guard in the hallway of her doctor's office back in 2018, but part of her testimony has been going viral. Mm.
if you wanted to do it, you could have done it, correct? So you're not disabled.
But I didn't because I had a baby inside me.
How did she know?
Hang on. Let's slow down the pace just a little bit.
Are you disabled, yes or no?
At that moment, when you're pregnant, I'm very disabled. You want me to tell you things I can't do?
Fine. What was your...
Really?
Yeah, it's been a bunch of stuff. He was asking her how her wig's been changing, if it was her hair, asking her if she was black.
Okay.
She didn't say she was, but, you know, that's another conversation for another day.
Here you go.
Just throwing that out there.
Your propaganda.
Yeah. And it's working. But, yeah, she's in that court case situation. Hopefully, they figure that thing out.
Offset!
Ow! Yikes. He might get called to the witness stand. It's really going downhill then. In other news, sending out some prayers to Bruce Willis, retired actor, and his entire family. Unfortunately, he's been moved to a special care home as his dementia has progressed. And it's been unfortunate to see his daughters and some of his family have made a statement saying, quote, this was one of the hardest decisions they've had to make, but they knew that it was time when it comes to putting him into that second home and that special care home.
That's
right,
so debilitating, D.
Yeah.
I remember when my grandmother was having dementia and she just is certain personal things that she's supposed to remember that she just couldn't, and it is so heartbreaking. So praying for them, man.
Yeah. Send a prayer to all those that are dealing with those loved ones that have dementia, Alzheimer's. It can weigh on you a lot.
It can. They're always with you. Remember that, y'all.
Yeah. Well, now that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcements.
It's Virgo season. Happy birthday to those reliable, organized, and those picky Virgos.
Hey, who birthday? Put your hand up.
Happy heavenly birthday to comedian and actress Isabel Sanford. A happy birthday to singer, writer, TV presenter, and comedian Lenny Henry. Sending over a happy birthday to singer, record producer, and songwriter, and one of the Winans. Happy birthday to Mario Winans. A big happy birthday to singer and businesswoman. Happy B-Day to Pebbles. Sending over a birthday shout out to entertainment reporter known as one of the OG hosts of 106 in Park. Happy birthday to AJ. And last but not least, you gotta say the best for last. Happy heavenly birthday to singer, songwriter, dancer, icon, and ultimately the king of pop. Happy heavenly birthday to Michael Jackson.
Okay, D, let's take it to the crib and wish some of our cousins in KC some happy birthdays. Sending birthday love to Cam White, Victoria James, and Deanna Oates Okafor. Sending birthday love to Charlie Black Jr., Brittany Wilson, and Heather Lois. Happy birthday, T.A. Rail and Emmanuel Prescott. And straight from the birthday line from Teresa Davis, she want to shout out her son, Tevin Campbell. Can he talk? I don't know, but happy birthday, cousin. That's a special happy birthday to my cousin, Gregory Crispy Patton II, and everybody else born on August 29th. Happy birthday, Virgo. Celebrate your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Hey.
Now it's time to play...
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
Good morning, y'all. It's Kiana.
Hey, Kiana.
Hey, Deanna.
All right, Kiana, what's your check engine light looking like headed into a white linen weekend?
Oh, my God.
You said, oh, my God, I'm going to make it
Lord
to the
Lord have mercy. Yeah.
Better Uber.
Hello. All right, cousin, it's all good if the light don't look. I'm going to let you in on a secret. Mine is, too. It's okay. We'll get ahead of it.
Yeah,
life, life happens, right?
Yeah.
All right. Hello, it's still running. It's still moving smoothly. We got two tickets to the 20th White Linen Party. We want to send you and your friend, but you're going to have to finish these lyrics with passion. You ready for it?
I'm going to try, y'all. I'm going to try. Let's go.
This town is just an apple. Then let me take a bite.
Why? Tell them that. I don't know. Why?
No!
Would you do me like that?
Do me like that?
Wait. What year were you born?
You got to be kidding me.
I was born in 93, y'all.
Oh, okay, we'll let you pass.
Hey!
You know what the rule of thumb is, D? That song was
How you
made.
Gonna let her pass and you be grilling me and I'm born in 96?
Well, it was 10 years before she was born.
Oh,
and I'm feeling generous and benevolent. Yeah, yeah.
Bye.
Sing it again. Why you do me like that?
Okay, yeah. Well,
we
remix.
Need to remix that.
It's
yeah.
Sexy Red remix. Okay, cousin. Bow, bow, bow. Are you going to the white linen party? Who you going to take with you?
My fiance.
That's beautiful.
Yes, I love that.
Yeah, it's my first one, too, so I'm excited.
Oh, yeah. First of many.
Yeah, pass that marriage propaganda on, cousin. All right, go ahead and tell Kansas City what morning show is getting you all the way hooked up on this white linen weekend.
Hustling sign in the morning.
I need that money.